Welcome to today's Daily Manna, a Friday the 2nd of June 2023. Today's topic is, appreciate our vicarious benefactor. Our text today is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 10 through 21. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. Verse 12. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance, and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then were all dead. Verse 15. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. Verse 18. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Key verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, and rose again. The story was told of a young man, who hated his mother with passion, and expressed disgust at seeing, or identifying with her in the public. He was ashamed that she had only one functioning eye. It was not until she died that he learnt that his mother had one eye because she donated it to him, after he lost an eye in an accident when he was young. Of course, there was no time to make amends. He lived with the shame and sorrow all his life. Like the young man, many do not appreciate Jesus Christ for his sacrificial death to reconcile mankind to God. Contemptible, disdainful, half-hearted, hypocritical, cosmetic, and mere lip service responses are unacceptable to the Lord. The only acceptable form of appreciation, which Christ the benefactor expects in return, is that beneficiaries would become new creatures. The new status bestows on the beneficiary the ministry of reconciliation and the status of an ambassador, a representative of Christ everywhere he or she goes. Many people today live in total disregard for, or willful ignorance of what Christ did for humanity. Others are ashamed of the gospel way, because it does not suit their lifestyle, or because conforming to the Christian life would cost them something they are not ready to let go. many will realize the end result of their decisions too late and face the terrible consequences of their action in eternity. It is a great privilege that Christ gave his life for humanity, especially for you. Your individual appropriation of his sacrifice to your life and appreciation of this by serving him faithfully are what will earn you eternal life. Thought for the day. Living to please Christ is one great way to appreciate his sacrifice. The Bible in 1 year. 1 Samuel chapters 25 to 26.